Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
If it's happening now, we're talking about it. This is Hamilton Today with Scott Thompson on 900 CHML.
A 15-foot statue that has made its home on the front lawn of St. Catharines, Ontario City Hall for more than a century will soon be gone after councillors voted in favour of taking it down. Private Alexander Watson's statue is set to be displaced following a 12-to-1 vote supporting the removal from the grounds. The mayor saying characterized the figure as something that causes pain to members of the community. The statue considered by many as a symbol of federal government's crushing of Indigenous peoples in battle and has been in question for just over a decade, was the target of a petition in the summer of 2020 seeking its withdrawal. To talk more about all of this, Matt Sisko is with us, mayor of St. Catharines, and here now. Matt, thank you for the time. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, it's been a busy week, but I appreciate the opportunity to chat today.
I can imagine it has been. So tell us the significance of the statue, Alexander Watson, why it was erected, what it represented.
Yeah, for sure. So Private Alexander Watson was a soldier from St. Catharines who fought in the Battle of Batoche, which was a part of what we used to call the Northwest Rebellion and what many refer to as the Northwest Resistance now in Manitoba. It was originally conceived of when he died. His family had a gravestone marker. And that's what the statue was supposed to be, a gravestone marker that would have been placed at his gravesite in our Victoria Lawn Cemetery here in St. Catharines. But the mayor of the day kind of co-opted the statue and had it placed on the front lawn of City Hall. And it actually served as basically a makeshift cenotaph for a number of years until after the First World War, at which time the city of St. Catharines erected a proper cenotaph in Memorial Park. And all of our Remembrance Day ceremonies have taken place there. All of our military ceremonies have taken place at that location. So for, you know, the last 100 years, it's sat on the front lawn of City Hall. There were efforts made in the 70s to try and repair it. It was falling apart. They used a very interesting technique, which did not work at all. And so the statue has now been crumbling since about 2009 is when the first report came forward saying, listen, this is falling apart. And council has refused steadily to do anything about it. And so in 2020, when the petition came forward, it said, listen, our views of this battle are very different now from what they were back in the 1880s. People were requesting that the statue came down. Council was faced with a decision. We can either keep the statue up and fix it, or we can remove it. And a lot of us said, like, it should be brought back to the cemetery where it was originally intended as a gravestone marker. Council kind of refused to do anything about it over the course of 2020 and 2021. So when I got elected, in conversations with the Niagara Regional Native Center, they expressed to me, like, this is still important to us. Like, this is difficult for members of our community to see when they come to City Hall, and we think it should be removed. And so we made the step to do that on Monday night with a near unanimous vote of 12-1.
And where does it go?
So our desire is still, if it can be removed safely, because there's a lot of questions about whether it can be removed properly in one piece. But if it can, and we're hopeful that it can be, that it be moved back to Victoria Lawn and go back to what it was originally intended to by the family, which was a gravestone marker for Private Watson.
I can see how this is a pretty controversial issue. What do you say to the others that are saying, well, why not just erect another statue or a commemorative plaque or something that explains the other side of the story, educate people rather than remove?
That's been raised a lot. We are going to put up a plaque on the site, and we're going to put up a plaque which, you know, explains who Private Watson was, explains what the statue was, explains why it was taken down, and gives some context and some history to the decision making and, you know, what the Northwest Resistance was to the Plains Indigenous peoples. But when I talk to folks, you know, a lot of people try and make this a culture war issue. They try and say, oh, you're trying to erase history. It's literally the opposite of that. We're trying to reconcile with the history. We're trying to say, listen, this was the history. And I've made the point to a lot of people, like, a community gets to decide.
But let me ask you this, Matt. Let me ask you this, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's not about changing history. It's about changing how you document history. You can't change history. What happened happened. whether it's good, bad, ugly, or what have you. So again, I think one of the reasons people get upset about this is because it's removal as opposed to an addition of. So rather than remove it, put a plaque up, whatever, why not put the plaque up and do all of that stuff and tell both sides of the story as opposed to creating controversy? Because I'm sure and I completely understand the pain that it brings to some members of the community, but it also affects other members of the community who don't agree with this. So why wouldn't you do both as opposed to just one?
Well, to your point, removing the statue doesn't remove history. The history still exists. And the community gets to decide what it's going to commemorate. But when we make that decision, it's not frozen in amber. You know, like it can't never be changed. The community can't change its mind. The community can change its mind later on, and that's what the community's doing. And I raise this with counselors because a couple push back exactly the same way. When we name, you know, a street after somebody or we name a municipal facility after someone, if we find out later on that there's a reason why that person doesn't align with the community's values, we change that name. And in St. Catharines, we've done that in the past.
This is
something very similar, and I don't think...
I guess my point here in all of this, Matt, is, you know, we see the removals of the McDonald's statues, now this one of a local soldier and such, you know, as if it's only them that thought that way. And it's not. It's the rest of society who thought that way. So should we remove every picture, every statue of all of our ancestors, our aunts, uncles, parents, what have you? Because it's not just like McDonald and this Alexander Watson were bad people. All of society was. So it's as if we make ourselves feel better by taking down these symbols as opposed to honoring them. Like, I think, you know, what if Europe took down everything? There'd be nothing to see there. Like, the whole idea is you go there, you learn the history through all of this. And it seems that, you know, we're trying to do that to appease ourselves or to think that this somehow solves the problem. It again is only telling one side of the story. Why not both?
I'm curious, Scott, has anybody told you that this solves the problem? Because I haven't heard a single person suggest that this sort of thing solves the problem.
What solves the problem? Removing the statue?
I'm sure you've talked about truth and reconciliation on your show. You know, when we talk about taking proper, actual, concrete steps to truth and reconciliation, and this was identified by the Niagara Regional Native Center and the community of Indigenous peoples in Niagara as something that was an actual step on the path to reconciliation. I happen to think that that's very important. Now, I can't make everybody see it as that important.
We all think that journey is important, Matt. We just don't agree with the way to get there. So, you know, you really can't say people who don't agree with you removing the statue don't think the same way that you do is about truth and reconciliation. That's not true. It's just that some people want the whole...
the same way as I do.
I disagree with you, Scott.
They clearly don't see it, and that's okay. I'm not saying that they're wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm saying we have a difference of opinion on what our next step is, but this is going to be the conversation. And, you know, we're going to be faced with other conversations and other possible actions, and the community's going to make the decision.
I would say, Matt, we got to run. But I would say put up more statues. Don't take them down. Matt Sisko with us, Mayor of St. Catharines. Thank you so much for the time. Greatly appreciated. Difficult issue.
Thanks for listening to the Hamilton Today podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.